Hello, and welcome to Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns your GCSE revision into something you actually want to listen to. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most calculation-heavy topics in OCR Gateway Physics A, specific heat capacity. This comes up in topic P1 matter, and it is absolutely guaranteed to appear on your exam, so let's make sure you're completely ready for it. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode covers everything you need. We'll go through the core concepts, nail the equation, walk through the required practical, and then I'll give you my top exam tips and a quick-fire quiz at the end. Grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to take notes. Let's start with the big question. What actually is specific heat capacity? Imagine you're heating two different substances, a block of aluminum and a beaker of water, using the same heater for the same amount of time. You'd notice that the aluminum heats up much faster than the water. Why? Because water requires far more energy to raise its temperature by the same amount. That resistance to temperature change is what we call specific heat capacity. Here's the formal definition, and I want you to write this down because examiners will ask you to state it. Specific heat capacity is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. The unit is joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, written as J per kilogram per degree C. For GCSE, we almost always use degrees Celsius. Now, the key equation. This is the most important thing in this entire topic, and you must memorize it because it is not given to you on the OCR formula sheet. Ready? Here it is. Delta E equals M times C times delta T. Let's break that down. Delta E is the change in thermal energy measured in joules. M is the mass of the substance, measured in kilograms.C is the specific heat capacity in joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, and delta T is the change in temperature in degrees Celsius. So, change in thermal energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times temperature change. Now, here's a really important analogy to help this stick. Think of specific heat capacity like a sponge. A substance with a high specific heat capacity is like a big, thick sponge. It soaks up a lot of energy before its temperature rises much. Water has a specific heat capacity of 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. That's enormous. Aluminium, by contrast, is about 900. So water is like a giant sponge. Aluminium is like a thin cloth. Same energy input, very different temperature rise. This is why water is used as a coolant in car engines and in central heating systems. It can absorb huge amounts of thermal energy without getting dangerously hot. Now, let's talk about rearranging the equation, because OCR examiners love to give you a question where you need to find C, or find the mass rather than just the energy. The equation is delta E equals M times C times delta T. To find C, divide both sides by M and delta T. So C equals delta E divided by the quantity M times delta T. To find M, M equals delta E divided by the quantity C times delta T. To find delta T equals delta E divided by the quantity M times C. I want to give you a worked example right now. Listen carefully. A 2 kilogram block of aluminium is heated from 20 degrees Celsius to 65 degrees Celsius. The specific heat capacity of aluminium is 900 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Calculate the change in thermal energy stored by the block. Step 1. Identify your values. Mass M equals 2 kilograms. Specific heat capacity C equals 900 joules per kilogram per degree C. Temperature change delta T equals 65 minus 20. Which equals 45 degrees Celsius. Step 2. Substitute into the equation. Delta E equals 2 times 900 times 45. Step 3. Calculate. 2 times 900 is 1800. 1800 times 45 is 81,000. Final answer. Delta E equals 81,000 joules, or 81 kilojoules. Notice I showed every step. In a 4-mark calculation, OCR will award marks for writing the correct equation, correct substitution, correct calculation, and correct units. Miss the units and you lose a mark. Always write J for joules. Now let's talk about the required practical, because this is tested heavily in OCR exams. This is Practical Activity Group 1, or PAG 1, and it involves measuring the specific heat capacity of a solid, typically an aluminum block. Here's the apparatus. You need an aluminum block with two holes drilled into it, one for an immersion heater and one for a thermometer. You connect the heater to a power supply and either a joulemeter or a voltmeter and ammeter so you can calculate the energy. You wrap the block in cotton wool to reduce energy loss to the surroundings. The method? Record the starting temperature. Switch on the heater. Record the temperature every minute for around 10 minutes. Record the energy supplied using the joulemeter, or calculate it using energy equals power times time, where power equals voltage times current. Then rearrange the SHC equation to find C. C equals energy divided by the quantity mass times temperature change. Now here's what the examiners really want you to know about this practical. First, why do we insulate the block? The answer is not just to keep it warm or to reduce heat loss. You must say to reduce the transfer of energy to the surroundings so that more of the electrical energy supplied goes into heating the block rather than the surrounding air. This gets you the mark. Second, what is the effect of not insulating? If energy is lost to the surroundings, the temperature rise of the block will be smaller than expected. When you calculate C using the equation, you divide the energy by the mass and the temperature change. If delta T is smaller than it should be, you're dividing by a smaller number, which gives you a larger value of C. So the calculated specific heat capacity will be higher than the true value. This is a systematic error. Examiners love asking this. Remember, energy lost to surroundings means your calculated C is too high. Third, why do we use a joulemeter rather than just timing? Because a joulemeter directly measures the electrical energy supplied to the heater, which is more accurate than calculating it from voltage, current, and time, especially if the current fluctuates. Right. Now, the section that could be worth 5 or 6 marks on its own. These are the mistakes I see candidates make time and time again, and I want you to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number one, not converting grams to kilograms. If the question gives you a mass of 500 grams, you must divide by 1,000 to get 0.5 kilograms before substituting into the equation. The unit of mass in the SHC equation is always kilograms. I cannot stress this enough. This is the single most common error in SHC calculations. Mistake number two, not converting kilojoules to joules. If the question says a heater supplies 4.5 kilojoules of energy, you must multiply by 1,000 to get 4,500 joules. The unit of energy in the equation is always joules. Mistake number three, confusing specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. These are two completely different things. Specific heat capacity applies when a substance is changing temperature. The substance stays in the same state. Specific latent heat applies when a substance is changing state, melting, freezing, boiling, condensing, and crucially, the temperature does not change during a state change. If a question mentions melting or boiling or change of state, that's specific latent heat, not specific heat capacity. Mistake number four, vague answers about energy loss. Never write heat is lost. Always write energy is transferred to the surroundings or energy is lost to the atmosphere. Examiners will not credit vague language. Mistake number five, forgetting to calculate delta T. If the question says the temperature rises from 18 degrees to 63 degrees, you must calculate delta T equals 63 minus 18, which equals 45 degrees. Do not substitute 63 into the equation. That will be the final temperature, not the change. Now, a tip for 4 to 6 mark questions that involve power. If you're given the power of a heater in watts and the time it runs for in seconds, you first need to calculate the total energy using E equals P times T. Then use that energy value in the SHC equation. This is a two-step calculation, and OCR often uses it to test whether candidates can link equations across topics. Right, it's quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the equation for change in thermal energy? The answer is delta E equals M times C times delta T. Question two, what are the units of specific heat capacity? The answer is joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Question three, a student calculates a specific heat capacity that is higher than the accepted value. What does this suggest about the experiment? The answer is energy was lost to the surroundings during the experiment. Question four, What must you do to a mass given in grams before using it in the SHC equation? Divide by 1,000 to convert to kilograms. Question 5. What is the specific heat capacity of water? 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Let's bring it all together. Here are the 5 things you absolutely must know for your OCR exam. 1. The equation is delta E equals M times C times delta T. Memorize it, it's not on the formula sheet. 2. Units matter. Mass in kilograms, energy in joules, temperature change in degrees Celsius, specific heat capacity in J per kJ per degrees C. 3. In the PAG 1 practical, insulation reduces energy transfer to the surroundings. Without it, your calculated C will be too high. 4. Specific heat capacity is about temperature change. Specific latent heat is about state change. Don't confuse them. 5. In multi-step calculations, use E equals P times T first to find the energy, then substitute into the SHC equation. That's everything for today's episode of Physics Unlocked. You've covered the core concept, the equation and its rearrangements, the required practical common exam mistakes, and you've tested yourself with a quick-fire quiz. You are now significantly better prepared for your OCR exam than you were 20 minutes ago, and that's what this is all about. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark you practice for now is a mark you'll earn on exam day. See you in the next episode.